underground travel.
Whether you're traveling around the world or around the state, learn about the latest in travel adventures, the best way to travel, the most unique experiences available with the travel queen, Jane DeGroe.
Brought to you by DeGroe Travel, the full-service travel agency serving you nationwide. Call 663-4000 or 1-800-231-6246.
And now, here's the travel queen, Jane DeGroe.
Good morning. Welcome back to the second hour of the Travel Queen Show. I'm Jane DeGroe. Thank you for joining me, and I hope you don't miss a second of the next 55 minutes of show we have in store for you. During this hour of the Travel Queen Show, we are going to continue our conversation with Michael Modzelewski. He wrote a book called Inside Passage. He's had some very interesting travel experiences. He spent almost 2 years alone up in the frozen tundra of the north, and he's going to tell us a little bit more about that book and another one he's got coming out. Also, during the second hour of today's show, I'll be talking with Karen Rios of Holland America West Tours. Karen and I will be talking about our trip to Alaska for this summer with Holland America. Also, our upcoming cruise, September 20th. We'll also have our usual, our Key Tours update, our Soaring Eagle Spotlight from the Soaring Eagle Casino Resort in Mount Pleasant. Got our Travel Queen quiz question, and we'll have a t-shirt from Super Clubs and a ball cap from the Capital City Airport to give away. Got some industry clips, and we will wind up the show today with our hot travel tips. Joining me on the Travel Queen Show is Brock this morning, because you know Marcia is on her way to Italy, Brock.
Yes, she is. She's been talking about it for the last, 6 weeks now?
Right.
Just been completely up for it.
She is in the Lansing limousine car as we speak, on her way to the airport. She is meeting, there are 16 members, four generations, three and a half years of age to 78 years old. Wednesday they have their audience with the Pope. This is a big week for the Glynn family.
Absolutely. Wow.
Yeah, it is great. Well, right now, we want to not waste any more time, because we want to have some more time to talk with Michael. We're back with Michael Modzelewski. Michael, you wrote a book called Inside Passage, Living with Killer Whales, Bald Eagles, and Kwakoodle Indians. When we left, we were just talking that the Indians came over and approached you to see if you were still alive.
Right, and I opened my mouth to say, hi, come in for a cup of coffee.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you don't even have to think. Brain fires the signal. But what when my come out of my mouth, it sounded like, oh.
Because you hadn't spoken.
There were five Kwakoodles, came into the kitchen, sat at the table that had been empty for almost 2 months, and a great line from Emerson, wonderful writer, he wrote, I can't hear what you're saying because who you are thunders so loudly.
Really?
And I mean, I couldn't look at them and listen to them at the same time.
Huh.
And, you know, Larry Joseph, who was the chief of the Indians that live out there, the natives on the islands, he took one look at me, and then he looked at this suitcase full of books that I had brought that we never have time for, those big novels like War and Peace,
mm-hmm,
and Moby Dick, and I figured I'll catch up on my reading. And Larry kept looking at those books, and finally he spoke for the first time, and he said, you white guys are all the same. You have a head full of knowledge. You know all of the facts. Then he pointed to his heart. But you have no wisdom.
Oh.
And you're going to end up burning those books in that wood stove behind you to keep yourself alive.
Really?
That's all that was said. They all got up, single file out the door, and Larry's parting words over his right shoulder, he said, I'll be by in the spring to collect your bones.
No way.
That was the welcoming committee, the Chamber of Commerce. But there was no fruit basket.
Oh, and I bet, so did that scare you, or did that give you more resolve to make it? Yeah.
I trembled for about half an hour. I was like I was electrocuted, because I said, who would know better than they,
right,
who can survive here and who can't? But then I decided to take it as a challenge,
mm-hmm,
that maybe an overeducated white guy could survive in the Native Americans' world.
Wow. Tell my listening audience again where you were.
200 miles north of Vancouver.
Okay.
And as the owner of the island said, it was about 100 years back in time.
Mm.
It was very much, you imagine not hearing the telephone ring once for 2 years.
Wow. No
calendar, need to keep track of appointments. You're not going to have any clients except maybe a couple of grizzly bears.
Mm-hmm.
And the strangest thing was, is I took off my watch, And when we're not driven by time, and as I've learned, time doesn't exist. I mean, you don't see bears running around wearing Rolexes.
Mm-hmm.
We have invented time because we think in a straight line and we chop everything up into increments to get anything done and organized. But, I mean, Einstein, who studied deep space, came back and said that, you know, time is artificial. And when you escape the tyranny of time, when you don't have that alarm clock going off, and it's like, do we control the clocks or do the clocks really control us?
Right.
And when you step outside of that, all the stress leaves your body clock slows down, you become in harmony with the tides and the sun, and, you know, you sort of live on animal time, which is wonderful.
Well, tell us about some of the animals you encountered up there.
Most impressive, definitely, were the killer whales.
Mm-hmm. They're my favorite thing on Earth.
We call them killer whales because this creature is at the top of the food chain in the ocean. And, I mean, we call this planet Earth, but it's really three-quarters water.
Mm-hmm.
And those killer whales are in every sea around the globe, and they are just phenomenal. They have had their brains for 10 million years. We've had ours being developed for about 1 million. And I am convinced there is another mind on this planet.
Yeah.
But we're so egocentric. It's like even Galileo, when he looked through the first telescope and he said, hey, the Earth isn't the center of the universe. We revolve around the sun. Well, my goodness, church and state threw him in prison and called him a heretic. But we still kind of have that attitude,
sure,
where we judge all other life on this planet as being inferior to our own.
Right.
And you get around those dolphins, which they really are. They're the largest and most intelligent dolphin in the sea. And, I mean, if you spend a couple of years with them, they just astound you.
So the killer whales are really dolphins?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And we know how smart Flipper is.
You
know,
absolutely.
The little dolphins in the TV show. But take a brain 12 times bigger than that.
Yeah.
Have it develop over all that time. Have them able to speak with sonar,
mm-hmm,
and just do phenomenal things with the computer that they have for a brain.
Right.
And just being in their presence is just awesome.
That is it. You cannot see them, whether you're standing on the deck of a ship or wherever, without having a huge lump in your throat. And I am just so in awe. That's my favorite animal on the earth are the whales, and I never would have suspected that. I kind of grew up being afraid of whales. Whales eat you, all that type of stories we heard as kids. And now we're hearing, you know, how gentle they are and how wonderful. And I have heard more incredible stories with humans involving whales than any other animal, wild animal.
Yeah, that's just phenomenal. It's like even sailors, right, you know, in our modern era, hit the Great Barrier Reef off of Australia. The ship sinks, they go into the water. A lot of great whites down there, the sharks. Every once in a while, you read in the paper, school of dolphins show up, allow the sailor to grab their dorsal fin. They tow him to the nearest island, push him up on shore to save his life.
Right, right. And let me tell you, that's an incredible experience. I did that. It was in the Bahamas at a dolphin experience. But, I mean, you just slap your hands, and one comes on each side, and they put their fins in your hand, and they pull you around. And then you stretch out like Superman, and they come around at the nose on each of the bottom of your feet and push you around the pool. It was a lagoon, really. And they're just, they like the interaction, or they seem to, with humans. That's what I love about the dolphins.
Wow, that's a great experience.
Yeah, it's wonderful. So, Michael, you were alone for almost 2 years. You had a few people in and out, but really on your own. You wrote a book. Did you write the book there or when you got home?
Well, you know what's funny is I didn't have anybody around me during the high moments usually that happen in the fall and winter. I had guests in the summer. So I would rush back to the cabin, write these 12, 14-page letters. Then I'd have to wait a month to mail them, you know, because the mailman was an Indian fisherman that came by and didn't even stop. You just had to, you know, see his boat, row out there like crazy, hold your letters up, and he'd grab them. And then my friends would write back and say, how come there's salmon blood and, like, you know, beer stains all over your mail? And what he was doing is he was taking them and flipping them over his shoulder, and they'd land in the bilge half the time.
Mm.
So that was the Postal Service. But everybody saved those letters that were written in with the freshness and immediacy of the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I came back, they all gave them back to me. And when I stacked them up by date, I pretty much had the first draft of the book.
Wow, that is wonderful. The name of the book is Inside Passage. It's by Michael Modzelewski. It's Living with Killer Whales, Bald Eagles, Kwakoutl Indians. How can we get a hold of the book, Michael?
You can order direct from me.
Okay.
Simply send book at AOL.com, or it's out there in all the stores as well.
Send book at AOL.com.
Yeah,
like that.
And if you just, you know, send a brief inquiry via email, then I'll send back, you know, the way to order, and I'll sign them and personalize it to anybody. Plus, it's about $4 cheaper if you order today.
That's always good. You've got a new book coming out. I need to hear that. What is that?
Well, after I came back from the island, my soul was opened up. I just couldn't. Well, I wasn't seeing the way I was. I felt like I was almost a Martian that crash-landed in a world that I grew up in. But I was given this freshness of vision, what the natives call eagle vision.
Mm-hmm.
There's mouse vision when you can only see what's right in front of your nose, and then there's eagle vision when you're lucky and privileged to be able to kind of see the big picture. So I came back. And while I was making a career as a writer and putting my butt in that seat and getting all those rejection letters, I needed an antidote to that. So I started running marathons. And then that wasn't enough. So I started running 50-milers. And then I ended up doing 100-mile ultramarathons through the mountains out west. And one I did in the Angeles Crest National Forest, where we ran from a little town in Southern California called Wrightwood all the way through the San Gabriels to Pasadena to the Rose Bowl, where you finished.
Mm.
And I had already done a couple before that. My younger brother was getting addicted to drugs, alcohol. My dad called me up and said, "Michael, we're losing Scott. There's nothing that I can do. He admires you so much. Is there anything that you can think of?" And when you do these 100-milers, you need crew there. You need love. You need support. You need liars that can say, "Hey, you're looking great," you know, at mile 82 when you don't even know your own name. And so I asked Scott to come. And at that time, he was like in his teenage years. And all those boys at that time, it's the rite of passage to prove how tough you are. Well, he came out and he crewed for that 100-mile race. And he saw women. 4 feet 11, 85 pounds. He saw grandmas who were 80 years old. 300 people started that race, 187 finished, and he saw toughness redefined. And what you try to do is finish 100 miles. You run continuously. And if you finish under 24 hours, if you do it in a day, you earn a Hermes silver belt buckle that money can't buy.
Sure, I guess.
So it's kind of a double meaning where...
Michael, did they lay the belt buckle over your casket?
Yeah.
24 hours, 100 miles?
Well, the first one that I did that Scott crewed for me that totally changed his life, I sent him up to the stage to get my buckle. And when he came back and handed that over to me, his eyes, instead of being black and blue from fighting bikers and Hell's Angel bars, they were shining and dancing with life. And he handed that buckle over to me, and it changed his life. He started running. He got in a new line of work. He met an incredible woman. And then we actually ran this 100-miler together.
Oh, how great.
So what the book is, it's really two books in one where there's no chapters, but there are mile markers.
Oh.
And sort of the markers of our life as well as the race.
Mm-hmm.
So you have in the larger type is the race in present tense, as a timeline as it happens. And when you're out there running through that wilderness for 24 hours, you have lots of time to go back over your life and reflect, go through your life and the memories and all the love you have. So the smaller type in between, you know, the running passages are the memories and experiences that I've had.
Okay, what's the name of that book?
It's called Angeles Crest. And I feel so blessed because this is the first interview that I'm doing with it, and it'll be out in just a few days.
Okay, and say the name again.
Angeles.
Uh-huh.
Crest.
Crest. Okay, Angeles Crest, and that's
again,
just...
it can be ordered, you know, directly from me at SendBook AOL, or it'll be out in the stores as well.
Right. We don't even have a preview copy yet. I mean, it is like new.
Yeah.
Very new on the. Michael, it is great to talk with you. I'm talking with author Michael Modzelewski. We talked about his book, Inside Passage, when he lived up in the wilderness with whales, eagles, and Indians. And he's got a new book coming out, Angeles Crest. You can check that out at sendbook@aol.com. You can send them a note and they'll tell you. Or Inside Passage should be in local bookstores also. Michael, it's a pleasure. I wish we could go into how you were Cosmopolitan Magazine's Bachelor of the Year. There's so much more. We're going to have to talk again.
Well, I'll send you a couple copies of the book, and maybe down the road, if you have a slot open, we could talk some more.
That would be great. Say hi to Paula.
Will do. Thank you, Jane.
Thank you, Michael. That is it. Michael Modzelewski, Inside Passage, in his new book, Angelis Crest. We're going to take a first break of this segment of the show, but don't go away because I will be right back with Karen Rios of Holland America West Tours. We're going to talk about Alaska for this summer.
Hey!
Mishta is magic.
Mishta turns renters into owners.
Mishta is magic.
Mishta, the Michigan State Housing Development Authority, your affordable housing partner, can magically change you from a renter into an owner with their low-cost home purchase programs. And chances are, if you can afford to rent, with Mishta, you can afford to own. Mishta is now offering some of the lowest rates ever, and if you qualify, you could even get help with your down payment. Now that's real magic. Call Mishta today at 1-800-327-9158. For a list of participating lenders in your area, use the Mishta magic and become a homeowner, not a renter. With low interest rates, possible down payment assistance, and a monthly payment that could be magically less than your rent. All through the magic of a Mishta loan.
Mishta is magic.
The Michigan State Housing Development Authority is an equal opportunity lender. Income limits apply. Call 1-800-327-9158 or visit the Mishta website, www.mshda.org.
A brand of music that's unlike any other, that's uniquely American. Jazz. The Newport Jazz Millennium Celebration Concert Tour comes to Soaring Eagle Thursday, March 16th. Saluting the masters of jazz, Louis, Miles, The Duke, Coltrane, Bird, Dizzy, and many, many more. Starring Nicholas Payton on trumpet, Cedar Walton on piano, Howard Alden on guitar, Randy Becker on trumpet, Lou Tabakin on saxophone and flute, and Joel Hellaney on trombone. Get your tickets now at Soaring Eagle or All Tickets Plus outlets. 1-800-585-3737. The Newport Jazz Millennium Celebration Concert Tour, Thursday, March 16th. Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort, Mount Pleasant, an hour north of Lansing.
And now we'll return to the Travel Queen, Jane DeGroe.
This is Jim Knott with WSM Radio in Nashville, Tennessee, inviting all the folks in Lansing, Michigan to come see us at the Grand Ole Opry. Back to you, Jane.
Good morning. Welcome back. We are broadcasting live this morning from the studios right here at News Talk 1240 WJIM. We're in Michigan's capital city, Lansing. Numbers are 363-2002, 888-557-3628 and Star 1240. It's Sentry Tel Service in your car. Next, I want to welcome to the Travel Queen Show Karen Rios of Holland America West Tours. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Jane. How are you?
Well, just wonderful. And we are getting so excited about this whole Alaska promotion. We've had lots of people calling. You are just getting things finalized in Seattle, right?
Yes, we are. And trying to put together the Veen Dam for September 20th on the Inside Passage.
And the reason, the listeners who, you know, I hope they're not getting frustrated, the reason that this is happening is we are going to Holland America saying, this is what we want for the Travel Queen Show. We want bigger discounts for my people. We want it on this day, you know, all these things. And that's why it's taking so long to twist those arms at headquarters, right?
Exactly. And I apologize for the wait for the audience and for yourself. But we're trying to put this as a specialty cruise again for Travel Queen. You're right, Jane.
Okay, we do know the date. It's going to be September 20th aboard one of their newer ships, the Veen Dam, and I was on the inaugural of that. It is a fabulous ship, and I'm looking forward to spending a week on it in Alaska.
Yes, and Jane, I don't know if you've gone over the itinerary.
No.
But the 7 nights, it's going to be from Vancouver to Vancouver, mm-hmm. Again on the Veen Dam. For the listeners, the Veen Dam, it's been ranked within the highest ratings for premium cruise line from Condé Nast Traveler,
mm-hmm.
Since its inaugural. And it's been, I mean, best onboard service from Onboard Service Magazine, best overall cruise value, and also it's within the Deluxe 5-Star Fleet. And it's very exciting to put your audience on the ship.
It is. Well, this is not, you know, the least expensive ship that you run up there, but it is probably one of your most spectacular. And we have done other things like going in September. We're going on a Wednesday to Wednesday, hoping we can get better air flight prices. And it's a Wednesday to Wednesday, 7-night inside passage cruise. Those are the things. We have not compromised on the quality. We've done things like asking for some special concessions in price, going midweek and going in September. Those are the things we are doing to get the price down and yet keep the quality up.
Exactly. And with the itinerary that you're doing, it's wonderful going into Glacier Bay. I apologize for skipping over, but going through the itinerary, you will leave out of Vancouver, and then the scenic inside passage cruising for one day, and then Juneau on day two, Skagway, and then on day four, you will receive the scenic cruising Glacier Bay National Park. And one thing, Jane, with Holland America, we do have a naturalist on board, and they do come from the national park. So as you're going through Glacier Bay, you're getting a on-spot lesson,
yeah.
A little session from the national park ranger who's coming on board and explaining everything to your audience. And then from Glacier Bay on day five, you'll go to Ketchikan. Day six, the Inside Passage again, that'll be cruising. And then day seven, back to Vancouver.
Right.
So
it is a wonderful itinerary. And the times, you know, you think, well, you know, you're on board. No, when you're in this Glacier Bay National Park, I've been in there, this is where you're going to see the huge chunks of ice calving off the side of the glacier, and you hear all of a sudden it sounds like it's thundering, and no, it's the ice crashing in, and I mean it's happened every time I've been there.
And that's just spectacular to see when it crashes off and it's, you know, 30 feet from you and you're like, wow, what a, you know, and it's all natural.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Nobody's doing it.
No, and that you're not at SeaWorld. Those sea lions and seals floating on big chunks of glacier floating are real. They're out
They're
in
real.
Nature. Yeah.
Exactly.
Got to have your binoculars.
Yes, the binoculars, please. Anybody who, for photography, this is a wonderful state for photography. And at the Inside Passage, you'll see, you know, beluga whales. You know, as you may even be lucky and see a killer whale.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many different things. The salmon are jumping left and right, in front of the ship, behind, to the sides. It's incredible.
Right. There's so much to see even when you're on ship. Then we do the port stops, and it's wonderful. Now, we are going to give everyone two things. A, we're going to send them an invitation, and it's not going to come out for about 10 days, and that's because Marsha's on her way to Italy, and she can't get it out before that. And nobody's going to do it till Marsha gets back. So Marsha's going to send out an invitation, but I want people to mark their calendar with two dates. The first one is March 26th. It's a Sunday afternoon. Karen, you'll be there. I'll be there. Marsha will be there. We are going to answer all their questions about Alaska, about this trip. Well, so we've got pictures to show. We're going to have lunch. So you'll get an invitation with an itinerary in it, because it's going to be 1 to 4 p.m. Sunday, March 26th. About 1 o'clock, we'll have a light lunch. 2 o'clock, we'll have a program. There'll be door prizes, and we will have a really good time. That's the first date, March 26th. The next date is September 20th, because that's when we're cruising in Alaska.
Wonderful. I wanted to say, Jane, also, we have some wonderful videos on the Inside Passage and the shore excursions with this trip that you'll be taking that they can take. Also the pricing and everything with the shore excursions. But it's definitely, they can complete their trip at that cruise night.
Right. We can plan the whole thing out so they will know. Because there are opportunities for kayaking, and I don't know if there's river rafting, but I mean,
river rafting.
There's,
And then helicoptering.
Right.
Getting on, I should say, on top of the glacier.
Mm-hmm. They
land. A lot of people, the adventurous ones, want to do.
Yeah, exactly. I've done that,
yes.
Too. That was spectacular.
Yes, it's a wonderful event. Also, I wanted to bring up, Jane, that we do have the HELS, which is Holland America Line, the kids program, because for Alaska, definitely it's a wonderful spot for children, for learning about the state of Alaska, And we do have that program that goes from age 5 to 17.
Right. And you have what you've been seeing, and a lot of parents, too, but a lot of grandparents taking grandkids to Alaska for a
exactly.
wonderful trip. Because
exactly.
One of the things you'll be able to find out on March 26th, let me make this clear. On September 20th is the trip that I'm going on. Maybe Marsha's going. We're going to see what we can do. But I will be going with my husband on this trip with you. And anybody, any of my listeners want to go. But we do have some other dates. If September 20th is not good for you, if you don't want to take the kids out of school and you want to take your children or grandchildren, we have other dates that have the early booking discount, the group discount. So we have some real good concessions with real good prices for other dates that you can find out also all about that on March 26th.
Exactly. And we do, for the listeners, Jane DeGrow with The Travel Queen, you know, we wanna make you happy and make DeGrow Travel happy.
Yeah.
So we're here to, you know, help you.
Well, Karen, it's been a couple years since I've been to Alaska, and you kind of get the itch. You can't help it. It's been too long.
We got to get you back, Jane.
That is exactly right. It's just been too long. Talking with Karen Rios, she's my regional sales rep with Holland America West Tours, and we are putting together a couple things. One is a trip to Alaska that I will be going on. I would love to have any of you come along with me. This will be not a vacation. This is a trip where I want to take my listeners to Alaska. Any of you who have thought of going, we're going to do a 7-night Inside Passage cruise. That will be, we will be sailing on a Wednesday, September 20th. We're going to have an Alaska get-together in the afternoon of Sunday, March 26th. And it's going to be at Signature's Restaurant, but you will be getting invitations about this. We'll get all the information out to you as soon as Marsha gets back from Italy.
We gotta get the travel bond back.
That's it. We've got to get her back. And also, I mean, we've got to we're finalizing the concessions with the head office in Seattle,
yes.
So that we can say, you know, this is, you know, the best value you can get on this particular trip.
Well, Jane, I'll be in Seattle next week, and as of course, as you know, I do live here in the state of Michigan, but we're going to go push them in Seattle next week and get everything we can.
Twist some arms, Karen.
Don't worry.
Karen Rios of Holland America West Tours, great to talk with you.
Thank you, Jane.
We look forward to having you here in Lansing on Sunday, March 26th.
I will be there.
Thanks, Karen.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
No, just mark your calendars for now. It'll be from 1 to 4 p.m. at Signatures, Sunday, March 26th. You're all invited because we do have other dates that we are looking at for Alaska this year. And this is going to be a great trip. This is like Ketchikan, Juneau, Glacier Bay, the Inside Passage. They do have naturalists on board to talk to you about it. You know, then we'll spend our evenings together having dinner and talking, and it's just a wonderful, wonderful trip. You don't have to unpack. You can move around Alaska, and you never have to unpack. In fact, the capital of Alaska is Juneau, and this is the only state capital that is only accessible by water or air. There are no direct roads into Juneau. So if you want to see it, you either have to fly in or come in by boat. So this is your opportunity to see one of the state capitals. Maybe you're, you know, wanting to see all the state 50 state capitals. This is your chance to see Juneau. That is Sunday, March 26th, 1 to 4 p.m. Invitations will go out when Marsha gets back. We're going to take a break right now, but don't go away. We have lots more of the Travel Queen Show lined up for this morning.
This hour of the Travel Queen Show brought to you by DeGrow Travel. When you are ready to go, call DeGrow at 663-4000.
You can shop it today, 10 till 9, tomorrow noon till 5, but the thing's going to end Monday. This is the only weekend of that super-sized bedding sale. You can save 50% off every queen and king-size mattress set at Art Van Furniture. It's a sensational opportunity for you to get the comfort, support, and additional sleep space you deserve in super-sized queen or king-size bedding at exactly 50% off. Plus, you can save 25% to 55% off other sizes in Sealy, including Posturepedic, Simmons, including Beautyrest, King Coil, including Posturebond, and luxurious Stearns and Foster. And you buy with no down payment and 0% interest till the year 2002. 0% interest till 2002. Minimum purchase and monthly payments required. Plus $7,500 instant credit to qualified buyers. Or use Visa, MasterCard, Discover, your Art Van convenience card, and Mattress Express. Free guaranteed next day delivery of your bedding purchase, or it's yours free. Free removal of your old bedding. Ask for details at the Super Size prize betting sale at every Art Van Furniture location in the state. You'll save 50% off on every queen and king size mattress set.
1, 2, buckle up you, 3, 4, with the still more, 5, 6, make sure you click, 7, 8, don't hesitate, 9, 10, do it again.
This is Officer Lawrence Porter. Remember to buckle up everyone in your car or truck. Michigan law enforcement officers can and will write a ticket for unbuckled children. It's your job to keep children safe, so click it. Don't risk it. There's zero tolerance for unbuckled children.
The action of MSU Spartan basketball on News Talk 1240 WJIM. Brought to you by D&G Equipment, Herb Lumber, the U.S. Army, Hager Fox Heating and Air, Home Depot, and the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers. Hear the Spartans here on your MSU flagship station, News Talk 1240 WJIM.
And let's return to the Travel Queen, Jane DeGroe.
This is Deborah Farish, Director of Travel Industry Sales, coming to you from the Opryland Hotel in beautiful Music City, USA. Back to you, Jane.
Hey, welcome back. We're broadcasting live this morning from the studios right here at WJIM in Lansing, Michigan. The numbers here at the studio are 363-2002. Toll-free, 888-557-3628, or star 1240 if you have CenturyTel service in your car. Want to say hi to Alice, who called in to find out about the address for the postcards. And you send me a postcard from your vacation, I'll send you one from mine. Just send it to the Travel Queen Show, P.O. Box 21116. There's three ones in there. 21116, Lansing, 48909. Let's go to our Key Tours update, Brock. Got some good specials going on here with Key Tours. They have Toronto. This would be a great time to visit Toronto. You know, Lion King is coming end of March, so you want to get your tickets now. It is selling just unbelievably. This is going to be a big production coming to Toronto end of March, but you want to book your tickets now. Also, you can do rail and train packages, not rail and hotel packages into Chicago. Great shows in Chicago. They have that City Pass in Chicago right now. If you want to do that this spring, it starts May 4th. They go on sale. You can visit all the museums for one low price of less than $50. And Key Tours is also going to be starting their Ireland promotions. They've got Shannon, Ireland, June 2nd to September 15th. They're going to be going to Dublin, Ireland, June 13th to the 19th. And they're going to have departures with nonstop flights. Airfares will start as low as $4.99 round trip. They do go up as seats sell, just like everything else. They have a bed and breakfast program. They've got motor coach, hotels, car rentals, anything you want to help you have a wonderful time in Ireland, you can find with Key Tours. And like I said, don't forget those great rail packages to Toronto, Chicago. They do a great job with those. Also, want to give you their number, or you know, you can call your travel professional. But the number at Key Tours is 800-265-5888. 800-265-5888. Be sure you tell them you heard it on the Travel Queen Show. Okay, that's it for our Key Tours update right now. We have a couple tickets to give away this morning, Brock. This will keep you busy. Now, these are two tickets, or no, I think we've got four tickets. And if you want four, or we can give, we're going to give it to caller number three. And these are tickets to the Kiwanis Show on Belize. And it is on March 4th. It's at 7 p.m. And it's a travel series that they do, and this one's going to be on Belize and Guatemala. It says The Legacy of the Maya. It's going to be brought to you by the East Lansing Kiwanis Club. It's March 4th at 7 p.m. They have it, I believe, still at the East Lansing High School auditorium or wherever in the library, wherever they have that. And we've got four tickets to give away, and we're going to go with caller number three. Those numbers to call, 363-2002 or toll-free 888-557-3628 or star 1240. 40 if you're in your car and you have Century Tel service. It's for March 4th at 7 p.m. If you are available, then we can give those tickets away for the East Lansing Kiwanis Club's show on Belize and Guatemala. We'll go ahead and take caller number 3. And there we go. Good morning, caller. Who's this?
Okay, this is Sam.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
I'm great. Where are you calling from?
East Lansing.
East Lansing. You're available March 4th to go see this program on Belize and Guatemala?
Yes.
Okay, would you like 2 tickets or 4 tickets?
4.
4 tickets. Then you've got them. Just hold on. Brock will get your name and address. And all you'll have to do is show up. We'll get you some more information. Give your information to Brock, and we'll be in touch with you. But you'll give them your name at the door, and they'll have the tickets waiting for you.
Okay.
Thanks for listening to the show.
Thank you.
Hold on, please. That's great. That's the East Lansing Kiwanis Club, March 4th, Belize and Guatemala, 7 p.m. Thank you for providing us with those. The East Lansing Kiwanis, they've put on a great world travel series, and it's very, very interesting. Got a clip here I want to share with you. Listen up, parents, especially parents of older high school and college kids who are going to Cancun this spring. Now, I will tell you, I would go to Cancun in a minute. It's a wonderful place. I do not want to make anyone wary or afraid of going to Cancun. I want to just tell you about something that was issued by the U.S. State Department the last couple days. It's a consular information sheet on Mexico. It's information regarding travel to Cancun. I'm going to tell you the things that they're telling us here, only to make you more aware. I don't want you to not go. It's nothing like that. These things have been going on. They just want Americans traveling there to be more aware of this. The consular information sheet reports that there's been an increase in crimes in the area of Cancun. It's important that you're aware of your surroundings, and you need to just take your general precautions when you're visiting Cancun. Number one, it says there's been a significant increase in the number of pickpocketing incidents, purse snatchings, hotel room thefts. The public transportation is particularly popular as a place for the pickpockets to hang out. And you always use the public transportation in Cancun because they almost have like this Las Vegas strip, and the buses go up and down, and it's a wonderful way to get around. But just like when we were on the metro in Paris this summer, a pickpocket tried to get into my friend's purse. It happens. Just be more aware. Pickpockets are working Cancun. Number two, best idea, leave your valuables at home. Because even in your hotel room, if you don't have a safe and that type of thing, things can be lost. And what happens, this is the main prey, in my opinion, are these college kids or young kids who are there staying at the less expensive hotels where there's no safe in the room, and they're out late at night, and there's problems there. They're first time away from home, so you need to watch your luggage. When using the ground transportation from the airport to the hotel, just keep an eye on your suitcases because there's been an increase in the number of thefts there. Number three, this is for all you young co-eds out there. Several cases of rape have been reported to the U.S. Consular Agency in Cancun. Most have occurred at night or in the morning hours and have involved alcohol and the discotheque environment. So these college kids are going out, to put it bluntly, getting drunk and being out late, wandering around, and they're having their things stolen, being pickpocketed, or there have been some incidents of rape. Once again, do not be afraid. Just be careful. Be careful of your alcohol consumption. You are out of the country. You are not in the United States, and you just need to be careful. Another thing you need to be careful of, you wouldn't even think of this. Visitors need to be careful when they're crossing the streets in Cancun. Public transportation vehicles, especially like taxis and buses, are in a hurry, and they don't obey the street signs. They don't obey the speed limits, and they sometimes don't stop at traffic lights. So you need to be very careful on the streets. And the last thing, once again, for anyone with young children or anyone who has college-age kids going to Cancun, they have warning flags on the beach sometimes, and those should be taken very seriously. If there is a black flag up, do not go in the water. It may look completely calm to the kids, and they're like, hey, I'm Cancun, I'm on spring break, I'm going swimming, I'm going in the water, I'll just wade in. What that means is there is a very strong undertow along the beach in certain areas, and you just have to be careful. There's very limited lifeguard supervision in most of the areas, so you need to be advised. If they have the black flags out, do not go in the water. Strong undertow that you may not see from the beach may look fine to you. So, recap, going to Cancun, keep an eye out for pickpockets, purse snatching, and hotel room thefts, especially on the public transportation for the pickpockets. Leave your valuables at home. Watch your luggage on your ground transportation. Young students, be careful being out late in the discotheque environment at night when there's drinking involved. There have been some reported cases of rapes. So be careful crossing the streets because they don't obey the traffic signals. And just in general, good advice no matter where you're traveling. But I just need to share that with my listeners because it could turn out to be not such a good vacation for some of those kids that are heading down to Cancun if they're not careful, if they're just a little careful. Believe me, Cancun is their major source of income in Mexico. I mean, this is their big tourist destination. They will get this cleaned up. They're just warning you right now that they're in the process of making it happen. So keep that in mind when you go to Cancun. What else have I got to tell you about this morning? You know, there's a trip to China also I want to tell you about in November over Thanksgiving. Grab my paperwork here. Linda at my office has that information. You can give her a call today till about noon. And this is the basics of it. It's going to be November 21st. It's a Tuesday to Tuesday. It is to Beijing, China. Detroit, nonstop to Beijing, China. This is incredible. It includes your airfare, your hotel, breakfast every day, tours. I mean, it's a wonderful, wonderful way to see China. It's going to be over Thanksgiving, and the price is like $958 per person. It's a great price, and you just couldn't even fly to Beijing for that. That's for the hotel, the breakfast every day, all those things. If you're interested in one of these great trips to China, we've got a group going that was November 21st, and you can give Linda a call. Her number this morning until noon is 646-8665. That's Linda at 646-8665. Or you can call DeGrow Travel on Monday at 663-4000 if you'd like some more information on the group trip to China. I think we want to take our one last break this morning, Brock, and we'll come back with our Travel Queen quiz question, our Soaring Eagle spotlight, and lots more of the Travel Queen show.
Okay, let me get this straight. I buy I-bonds, say, $1 million worth.
You can buy up to $30,000 a year.
Yeah, right. So I buy I-bonds, and my money will always earn a rate higher than inflation?
That's right.
For 1,000 years?
For 30 years. It's guaranteed to stay ahead of inflation for 30 years.
And it's safe, backed by the U.S. Treasury.
That's correct.
World comes to an end, no problem, still safe.
I'm not even going to answer
right.
that.
So getting back to the inflation thing. Inflation goes up to, say, 10%. I'm covered?
You're covered. Your investment will continue to earn a rate over and above inflation for up to 30 years.
20%?
You're covered.
3,000%.
Oh, come on.
Hey, I'm joking. So tell me, where can I get these things and I'm out of here?
Gladly. You can purchase I-bonds where you work, bank, or through the new U.S. Savings Bonds Easy Saver Plan. To learn all about I-bonds, go to www.savingsbonds.gov.
www.savingsbonds.gov. Huh, pretty catchy, huh?
Goodbye.
But I'm not even finished.
Goodbye.
A public service announcement by the Department of Treasury in this station.
Yeah, right.
Friday on the Chris Holman Show.
Tom Hugler is on the line with, he's our fishing expert, as a matter of fact. Whenever we have a fish question, we give a call to Tom Hugler.
Yeah, I try to pack as much information as I can on one big 11 by 15 inch page, which includes a detailed map and about 500 words that tell people where to go and how to do it season by season on that body of water.
Join us Monday live from Norfolk, Virginia in the Naval Shipyard. Also, Coach Tom Izzo.
Monday morning, 6:30 to 9 on News Talk 1240. WJIM.
Ladies and gentlemen, President Gerald R. Ford.
I urge you to join me in the important fight against heart disease and stroke. Cardiovascular disease claims the life of a man, woman, or child every 33 seconds. Contact your American Heart Association office to find out how you can help defeat America's number one killer by participating in Operation Heartbeat and Operation Stroke.
And now we'll return to the Travel Queen, Jane DeGroe.
Hi, this is Arnie Weissman of Weissman Travel Reports, reminding you to ask your travel agent for a copy of a Weissman Travel Report next time you plan your trip. Back to you, Jane.
Good morning. You're listening to the Travel Queen Show. Thank you for tuning in this morning. I've got a note here for anyone who's flying with U.S. Airways later in March. U.S. Airways flight attendants informed the National Mediation Board this past week that they have declined the binding arbitration in their more than three-year-old contract dispute with the airlines. That set the stage for the 30-day cool.